You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
We'll get all my technicalities fixed, and it's good to see you. So hang tight real quick, and we will get this all sorted. Here we are. How's it going? It's The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. Welcome to the show. All right, you guys, as you can see, I have a Peloton bike here, or a wannabe Peloton. Shout out to Peloton. It's a wannabe. I have to get in shape. I actually might be doing a film in 2 weeks. Let's just add that to the table of contents of my life. But I'm excited and honored to be considered for a film. And it's got an action component to it. And so I've got to get into shape. So I'm very much out of shape, but I can get right back in and I know how to do that. So thank you so much to my friend Beverly for thinking of me for this. As I'm editing the Pandemic Project documentary, and we're shooting the international version, the Pandemic film, and we're doing a lot of other things. But today we have some amazing guests. I wanted to check in with my friend Laura. Laura, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
It's been a busy time, but I think you're busy too. I mean, how have you been last time since we checked? I think we did the New Year's Eve show with you and, you know, right before the coming year, and we checked in with you. Tell us your brand. Tell us your name and how you been.
Well, my name is Lauro Jimenez. I'm the owner of Bella Bell Buns in the city of Van Nuys. And we're doing great. I mean, we're still fighting to stay in business with all the changes in the laws, but we're staying around. We're staying strong.
See, that's right, Lotto.
Yeah,
I know you. I know you and your wife. You guys are like warriors. So I want people to understand that you guys really are for the community. You're family oriented. You guys are really good people, and you're actually like helping people in the community get out of jail. So when you hear bail bondsman, I want people to be very clear about who Lotto is and how I met Lotto. I actually was doing a casting for a bail bondsman show. We were trying to put together a sizzle reel, as people call in the industry, to shop the show. So I was following him around, and I had a couple people with me, and we were trying to shop the show, but Lotto and I kind of kicked it off, and his wife, who are amazing. And we've kept in touch. So that's how I know Lotto. And Lotto, tell people you're not just a bail bondsman, right? Like, you have a lot of stuff you're doing with the community.
Well, I started this business as a bounty hunter back in 2000. From there, I went ahead and I got my license to help people get out of jail. I like to say that I'm not just a bail bondsman. I'm a counselor too, because I listen to them. I listen to their problems. I try to give them advice. Me growing up in the streets, I kind of had a lot of experiences out in the streets. So I'm not in the street anymore. I'm a family man. I have two kids and a beautiful wife. And so I just like to help people out. When they want to talk to somebody, you know, they can call me at any time, even after their case is over. I got people that call me from 10 years ago and still ask for advice.
Wow.
And I like to do that. I like to say that I'm a very generous person. I like to help the homeless. I've been thinking about doing something with the community, not fit the homeless, but fit the hungry. Eventually, I'm going to get that going with my office. So that's one of my plans in the future that I want to do. Like I say, I don't want to just say fit the homeless, because I believe that not just the homeless are hungry sometimes. I believe that sometimes everybody needs a handout sometimes, you know. And I guess a handout sounds bad, but, you know, if somebody's hungry, nobody should go hungry in this world.
So no, that's right. Well, you're right. Future. Absolutely. And you are. You're more than a bail bondsman, for sure. Your legacy, your family is definitely, you have a very comforting vibe. Your ministry isn't just to get people out of jail. For sure, you have a beautiful energy about you, if anyone knows you. And I think that's why we were attracted to getting a show off the ground around you, which, you know, I never made that happen. You know, independently speaking, I would love to do it. Sometimes you just have to kind of strike at the right time. But maybe Laro the therapist could be good. We never know.
I mean, I sit here in my office sometimes and I listen to people, and there's I learned not to judge people. Back in the day when I started in this business, I got a phone call, and it was for a 288, and that's a PC. That's a child molestation case. And I didn't want to do it. I was judging the person from the beginning. So I ended up doing it, and I came to find out that the guy in jail was an 18-year-old kid who had a 17-year-old girlfriend.
Oh.
So the kid graduated from high school, and he went on to college, right? And the girl who was 17 years old, she kept seeing him, but they were sexually active, right? So the father of the girl catched them in the laundry room one day, in the apartment building laundry room.
So oh, no!
So he pressed charges against the kid. It turned out that at the end, everything was clarified, that the girl was willingly doing what she was doing with the kid. And at that point, I'm like, man, I can't sit here and judge people, because this kid wasn't guilty. He was just, there were two teenagers who were underage during high school, and they were boyfriend and girlfriend for, I believe, like 4 years. And when he turned 18, the father decided to press charges on him for being with his daughter.
Well, you make a good point. You make a good point about that, because there are a lot of like gray areas in life. And I know the law helps us clarify gray areas. And I know that it's very different each state. In California, if you're 17, you're a minor. In other countries, in other counties and states, it's different. And it's hard. It makes it more murky when the family accepts it, but the country, the state, the county does not. So, you know, a lot of Latino families I've seen, I have Latinos in my family. You know, it makes it hard. It makes it a little murky, but I'm glad you're around. You guys, let's find out if you can link up with Laro. He wants to help the community. If you guys have anything out there that you want him involved with, him and his wife are available. Why don't you give your handles real quick, Laro? Tell everybody where they can find you on social media.
You guys can find me on IG, Laro. I mean, I'm sorry. You guys can find me on IG, Bailout Bail Bonds. And you guys can also search my website. It's bailoutfast.com. That's my website. And in there, you're going to find kind of like explain how bail works. And I have links for all the jails where you can, if you have somebody that's missing, you can look them up in there, see if you guys can find them in custody.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where you guys can find me, IG and my website, Bail Out Fast, Bail Bonds.
And you know what, you guys? Watch this guy, Laro, because, you know, he's not just a bail bondsman. He is going to be sitting on your city council. He'll probably be running for mayor one day. He's a change maker. I really, really adore you and your family, and I think you guys are doing really amazing things for our community. And thank you so much for what you guys do. Thank you for tuning in and checking in. And thank you for being behind the scenes, quiet and supporting. He's been supporting a lot of events we've been doing. And you guys, Laro is supporting a lot of things, homeless wise, celebrity wise. So he's someone you want to, you know, support if you can. And if you have some bailout needs, please call Bail Out, because he's here. Laro, it's a pleasure to see you. Yes.
I see you too.
Happy spring, my friend. And we'll be
you
talking too. Soon. Okay.
All right, you take care of yourself.
You too, my dear. My best to your family.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys. That's Loto Jimenez. Listen, before we get to our next guest, I want to show you guys some items I have here. Hey, can you tell me if everything's okay, Ronan? Can you guys see me? Because I'm frozen again. But I feel like you guys can see me. All right, guys. What's in the bag? We're doing a new segment called What's in the Bag? Because we just did an event with one of the Real Housewives. Shout out to Peggy Tan Nows. She had a birthday. And so I gathered some brands that might want to give to her birthday. And so shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines. Thank you so much for your contribution. And I love you. We met Corky's Nuts. Corky's was really amazing. And they gave us some really tasty raw organic nuts. And apparently these are the best nuts on the planet because they don't have a lot of chemicals and preservatives. And I hadn't had raw nuts in a while and they were awesome. Behave. Charles and Company, their teas are kosher and amazing. Thank you so much for these. How we doing over there, Ronan? Shout out to X39 LifeWave. You gals, I have the patch here on my back. I have the stem cell patch. You know, LifeWave is giving people life and energy. And this is their QR code in case you're interested. Shout out to LifeWave. Donna Leia gave an amazing swag. They have some really cool things there. Shout out to I Am Exclusive. All right. Rain. Thank you so much, Rain, for your healthy feminine products. Shout out to Strands Unlimited. Thank you so much, Strands. Can you guys hear me? Everything's good? I want to make sure we're doing good. All right. I want to make sure everything's okay, guys. Just checking in. What did you see in the swag bag that maybe you missed? I wanted to just recap. Michael Solberg, Family Wines, Corky's Nuts, Charles & Company, Kosher Tea and Coffee. Thank you so much, everybody, for everything you gave to Peggy Tanhouse's Real Housewives birthday. Also want to say a shout out to Nicole Moore for the love deck. Those were awesome. We're doing a What's in the Swag Bag. Shout out to Le Monique Cosmetics. I'm wearing her shimmer on my eyes, you guys, and I can't get over it. It's supposed to be for your face, but I put it on my eyes. I love it, and I'm addicted to it. I wear it every day, Monique. Aura Rainwater. I love this company, you guys. They capture rainwater, and they purify it, and they give it back to us. So that's the way nature should be, and I support that. That's what's up. Shout out to Carlton and his team out there. The Tampon Tribe. What's up, Tampon Tribe? Organic. Oh, save our jewels. Don't be mad. I found a tampon that's organic. Don't be mad at me. I need options. Look at this logo. All right, guys. Donna Leia, in case we missed it when we were frozen, they make an amazing super chic, super freak, superhero. And the cotton and the way that this shirt lays on your skin, ladies, out of control. AK Jewelry on a budget. And, you know, here's what's cool. Costume jewelry is essential. When you do events and you go to parties and weddings and all those fun things, you don't want to always drop so much money. But you want to get something on the budget that can match with your outfit. Shout out to Danelle Davis. You can find this at jewelry_OB. On Instagram. What else is in the bag? Oh, we've got, in case we froze earlier, Strands. Thank you for this. If you have curly hair, if you have natural hair, if you have anything, She aims to find the product that's natural and holistic for your texture. And I think I told you guys, in case we froze, I want to say it again. Live Wave 39. I've got the actual stem cell patch on my neck. Shout out to you ladies. Here they are, my stem cells. Energy galore. So there's that. Shout out to I Am Exclusive. Beautiful. Best face mask this year, I would say. And the Rain non-toxic pads. Thank you so much to my little West. These drinks are amazing, and they are really refueling me. I've been traveling, and I'm getting a lot of energy from them. Last night, this is all I drank when I came home. I had a couple of vitamins, and I had my Little West organic drink. And I think you can find this down Whole Foods, so check them out. I think we have Sanaya on the line. Sanaya, are you waiting in the room?
Oh, hello. Hello. I am waiting patiently, enjoying all of the info on the products that I missed. So yeah, this is awesome.
Yes. Actually, you guys, we're going to give you the exclusive here. Sanaya Benson is actually the matron in the wing. Is that the right term? She's actually behind a lot of you guys finding me on the show. So this is one of my brand and show producers, Sanaya Benson. But she's got a lot of hats that she wears. Sanaya, give an intro on who you are and what you do.
So I'm Sanaya Benson. I do a plethora of different things. But the main thing that I am doing these days, my passion, my business is saving lives with life insurance. So that's basically where we are right now. That's where a lot of the energy is going. And along with, you know, being with you on all these different on these different projects.
It's true. You guys, okay, the cat's out of the bed. Sanaya is one of my best friends, and I just love her to death. And she, as you can see, I love you. But people don't know you, Sanaya. She's one of my angels, and I hope I'm one of hers. But she just...
Absolutely.
Yeah, she gives that energy, and she is all in. So if you have the pleasure of being around Sanaya, you're not going to let her go, which is kind of the problem. Isn't that why you fucking moved away from California? Like, so many people wanted your energy because you're electric.
You're hilarious. You are hilarious. I did need to get away and get grounded, you know, and figure my life out, figure myself out.
That's right. Well, you know what? It's good. And sometimes you have to kind of carve it out. But she's not too far away. She's in Arizona. She'll be here for Oscars week. So you guys, any brands that have been supporting the Startup Pony Gray and Capitalist Media have been supporting Sanaya and myself, she will be around and she will be in charge. So it will be fun. Sanaya, tell us about the financial structure that you've fallen into, and, you know, tell me what your vision is for that and how people can get involved. What is that whole umbrella?
Sure. I'll give you a bit of that. But first, let me say thank you. Thanks, Mo, for letting me come on the show and speak my piece really quickly and share about some things that I'm getting into. But like most people, when the pandemic hit, you know, there were a lot of changes in the job industries, folks getting laid off and things like that. So, you know, we've all had to pivot. So there's my earring. So I had to pivot. And instead of continuing on with water and wine sales, I moved into insurance, life insurance. And the previous IMO that I was with had a specific structure. A lot of you may even be familiar. I reached out to everybody I knew about the new venture. And so I learned a lot over the last 9-10 months as far as the insurance, life insurance industry goes. Well, recently, within the last 2 months, I have joined a new IMO. We are called the Rogue IMO. This is, anyway, FFL. That's the acronym. FFL is where I am now. This is where I've hung my hat. We specialize in simplified insurance. So here's the deal, guys. The bottom line is most people don't realize that they can afford life insurance. Okay, we insure our cars, we insure our homes, we insure our cell phones, but we never remember that we also need to insure ourselves. You know what I mean? Our incomes. We want to protect ourselves and our incomes. So the beauty about the IMO that I'm with now is that we can sit you down, give me 10 or 15 minutes, sit you down, take a look at your budget, see what it is that, you know, you can afford as far as a monthly premium. We're going to take a look at what your needs are. And without having to do any medical exams, I can connect you with a carrier that will provide some life insurance for you, some protection for your family, protection for your mortgage, anything that pops up like that, I can help you with. So that's where I am now, and I am loving it. Arizona's beautiful. The people are kind. The scenery is amazing. But yeah, that's basically what I'm doing.
You know, and you look great, by the way. I mean, you look like you're getting a lot of loving over there, and the sun is loving it. So that's good. So you look happy. So I think that's what people want. They want a happy person that's going to help deal with their life insurance. And, you know, my birthday present to myself a few years ago, I think you and Tina are on the text. I just said, hey, I bought myself some life insurance. That was my gift to myself as a grown. You know, it's like, I really want to go to Knott's Berry Farm or Knott's Scary Farm, or I really want to go on a trip, but instead I'm going to get some life insurance. What's $99 a month or whatever you pay, when you pay that baloney, you pay that in bull every month, buddy.
Monique, you are hitting the nail on the head. You have to think about it, because I mean, and even living in LA, one of the reasons I had to remove myself for a bit, we were going out for dinners every night. We had cocktails every night. We were spending, you know, per person, at least $100, right?
You walk in the door, it's $100.
That's what I'm telling you, right? That's what I'm saying. So with life insurance, with the simplified life insurance, I can find you something under $100 a month. Hell, under $50 a month, if that's what your budget allows for. But it's worth it. You spend that much almost on a daily basis. Why not just allow that to be, you know, automatically withdrawn from your account on a monthly basis for as long as necessary? If something happens to you accidentally, which is called an accident, we don't know when, you know, something like that, you're covered. You're not trying to, you know, post a GoFundMe page and, you know, no negative shouts out on people that do that, but it's very difficult to have to do that, especially knowing that you have to pay taxes.
Well, that's when you're trying to catch up after.
Exactly.
Before, so you're treading back up, which God bless you, is a great profile to have. You want to try to get ahead of. We all know we're gonna die. We all know something happens.
Positively.
So it's good to plan it ahead.
Absolutely, and we're all adults now, right? And even if you're younger, you have a better shot of accumulating so much cash by the time something does happen, or if you need it. Like, there's all kinds of different options for you. But that is my business now. That is what I do. I put on my Superman cape every day, and I go out here and I meet with clients and potential clients and just show them how easy it is.
God, I love it. You know what? And I love your passion. You guys, listen, if you want someone that is passionate and will get in her car and drive God knows how many miles to get to you, I'm not going to spill all the tea. She's one of my best friends. She's got my tea. But he will do whatever it takes.
Tell the truth, how I sometimes have to offload in the little bin.
I mean, you will just helicopter from Mojave to Tempe. I don't know what. Guys, she is not just for the West Coast area, not just Arizona and California, but she is worldwide. You're worldwide, right, Sinai?
All over. What's
your territory looking like?
Well, I'm licensed all over. So wherever you are, I can help you. Wherever you are in the United States, first of all. Nothing international just yet, but all over the U.S. So wherever you
are. We're working on that.
Yes, absolutely. You know it.
We have to have options.
We got big plans. We already got big plans for that moment.
This going down. This like
that. Amen. Amen.
Anyway, so why don't we do... I want your opinion on something. I asked last week, you know, I'm trying to like dabble into the hot topics. So I'm going to put you on the spot for a couple.
Okay. Let's talk about hot topics.
I've been sending you some links. And you guys, again, Sinai is one of my best friends. So she knows where all the bodies are buried. And she knows my personality. So she's a great person to ask. But did you hear about Lil Nas X last week or 2 weeks ago about his little sexy pole dance to Hell with the Devil?
No, I didn't. I don't know.
She's out there selling insurance, you guys. She's not paying.
That's what I'm saying, yes. That's usually
she's
the case.
About everything but that.
I kind of feel like I'm always the last to know, Mo. You know I'm always like, the last to know. I'm like, who did what?
Do it? I thought you were on the damn chain. You are? What the hell? All
right. Maybe. But you know, I gotta save the fun stuff till the end of the night. But then by the end of the night, I'm kind of exhausted. So.
And we're turning down and we're turning up with our sober.
You know what? I was gonna have a glass ready. You know, I was gonna have a glass ready. So are you gonna tell us about Lil Nas X, or am I gonna have to wait until later?
Well, no, because here's the deal, right? So he did a little pole dance to Hell, and he had a stripper on or whatever, thigh highs. What do you mean? You're 2.5 weeks late. But the reason why I'm bringing this up, because it goes back to business.
Okay.
Tonight he sold a 666 shoe.
Okay.
For like $1,000, like a lot of money, and he only had 666 shoes.
Okay.
He's really trying to, you know, you tell me I'm gay, I'm going to go to hell. He was really playing into that whole, like, you think I'm gay, I'm going to hell. Well, I am gay. He's saying he is gay. And you think I'm going to hell because I'm gay. So he was playing into that. And so Nike was smart. I thought it was a smart move because they had to block the negative part about, you know, hell and all that. So because they don't want to isolate their religious conservative fans.
Sure.
So, you know, and it wasn't a shoe that they commissioned. So instead of like isolating Lil Nas and his fans, I thought it was genius. They actually got a restraining order against the shoe.
Are you serious? Here's the, you know what?
I'm still talking about this. Genius. I guess I am, everybody. I'm still talking
genius.
About
this. That is genius. I'm gonna now genius. Gonna Well, the part that caught me really quickly when you talked about 666, you know how I feel about spirituality and numerology and symbols and, you know, things like that. So to me, and I don't know how many other people feel this way, but to me, 666 doesn't mean hell, devil, da-da-da-da, right? 666 can be an angel number, and the number 6 represents balance, right? Harmony. That's what it represents. So even if, you know, I mean, is that what he was trying to convey? Is he conveying like hell and things like that? Maybe, because that's what everybody was saying. Everybody said he was going to hell, right?
Well, a lot of people think that gay people go to hell.
A lot of people are very ignorant.
But you know what? But you know I was grew up in the church. So I think he was jabbing it at the family church vibe of like, oh, you think I'm gay, I'm going to hell? I'm gonna give you my hell.
I'll give you it.
But he's going to do it on his terms. Oh, you think I'm going to hell? Well, I'm going to pole dance to the devil.
All the way there. So wait, how's the shoe doing? Do you know? Are they selling the shoe or is the shoe?
Oh, they're sold out. But now Nike, they sold out within 10 minutes, I think.
Of course. Of course.
Of course.
Yep.
But then Nike didn't want the genius move. Shout out to the lawyer at Nike. Because you don't want to isolate Lil Nas's
brand and his fan base. Yep.
And you don't want to piss him off because he didn't do it. He didn't commission the shoe. It was a private company that commissioned the shoe. But they should have dotted their I's and crossed their T's to even commission a Nike shoe in the name of. So, but this company still was awesome in other things they've done in the past. But maybe this is a little too much and they should have. Anyway.
And everybody loves controversy. Everybody loves, you know, walking that line and being a part of
it. And that's right. Remember Bone Thugs and Harmony when they talked about like hell and they were doing their little anthem and everybody lost their
minds. Yeah, for sure.
But they still did okay. Like, remember with Hell is Hot and I Can't See
You? It's dark and Hell is Hot. What a great song, still.
I know, but you know what? People lost their mess over. But DMX was dope, though. What do you think?
Wait. Let me just say this, though. Somebody ended up telling me, and I think it may have been my my current mentor. Shout out to Doc, who is number one, Valor Financial. We are killing the game right now, all because of him, and our team is amazing. But anyway, he made a point. He said that he was like, you know, DMX didn't have life insurance. He got all them kids, and DMX had like one of our friends said. DMX has 9 lives, right? But anyway, just, you know, things like that. Like, you know, being prepared. So,
wait, I'm glad you brought it back to that. and this is not a drag or anything, but let's really go in here. We have to be responsible for what we do when we ask the government to give us reparations. When we ask for things that are ours, mm-hmm. and we have contributed to the community, we have to make sure we take care of ourselves first, mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Give the example. You got to get life insurance. You have to have insurance. You got to have children. And I'm not coming for them. I just don't understand. How many children did he have? Eight?
I thought it was five, but either way, it's like now, I mean, they're already grieving, right? You're already grieving your father's death. And now you have to figure out, I mean, I don't know. I don't obviously not know his financial situation, but now you have to figure out, are we doing this? Are we doing, right. Who has it? Did daddy have this? Did daddy have that? Whatever it is, we've all lost people, right? And we've seen the stress and the stuff that comes along with it. But I have also seen, we've probably also seen people that did have their financial situations in order. They did have a file where they had their life insurance policy or policies, because as you know, a life insurance is a good place to stack your money and nobody can touch it. Okay.
And Sanaya makes a great point. Ronan, can you tell me if Lena Lace is on the line? I want to stay with Sanaya. Sanaya, can you stay with us for a few more minutes?
In case, sure, absolutely.
But you make a really great point, and it's on the times and on the nose. But, you know, also, guys, I learned this from, shout out to Victor, who does my life insurance as well. Sanaya also has a plan for me for my business insurance. Mm-hmm. So I do put my money where my mouth is. I have people on the show that I actually work with and actually help. I've tried their services, and I'm telling you, and people I believe in, right? Mm-hmm. But when you buy a house, I think they also look at life insurance as an asset. Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. We call that some really good mortgage protection. So, for example, if the balance on your mortgage is, let's say, $250,000, if something, and maybe you're married, maybe you're not, something happens to you and you have a balance on that mortgage, then that's going to fall to your family, right? If you have a life insurance policy in the amount of $250,000 or more, should something happen to you unexpectedly, when you pass, that check is cut and that house is paid for. So whether your family's grieving, you know, behind your loss, they're not stressed about keeping the house. They're not worried about how you're going to keep this house. It's already taken care of. And you really kind of, you release the burden from your family by doing this yourself. I know a lot of times that I've met with some people that are like, oh, you know, my daughter's going to help me with that, or my, you know, and it's like, I appreciate that, but you're trying to eliminate the burden on your daughter. You want to take care of this yourself because, you know, you want them to be able to grieve, you know, and to move through and be able to pay off your debts or whatever it is. It's just a smooth transition for a minimal amount of money. It's so much less stress. And a lot of people try to look at it as a bill, like, oh, I don't need another bill. But it's not a bill. It's a financial plan. Yeah.
I look at it. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. That was it.
Well, you know, and once I learned that, Sanaya, to everything you just said, I felt like, you know, you go on this like whole like independent campaign. Ronan, can we keep Sanaya's frame up if Lena does come in? I would like to have them both on at the same time, if that's possible. Shout out to Ronan. He's running things. All right.
Great to meet you, Ronan.
Yeah, Ronan. I think when you say, oh, I'm an independent gal and guy or person, and I want to take care of myself and I don't want to be a problem, you have to do it all the way. You can't just be independent, singing the song, and you live by yourself. You have to think about your final expenses and your final whatever that is. And that's a lot. And I also think about, like, oh, God, what if I die in this hotel abroad?
Yes.
Or
yes.
What
yes.
if... like my body is somewhere. Like, this is an honest thing.
Money to shoot. Yeah.
You have to have that conversation. You know, we all love Anthony Bourdain, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. God rest him and his family. Mm-hmm. He, you know, he died abroad and he had friends and money. He's got, mm-hmm. you know, friends and money, and things were okay probably, but Mm-hmm. How many of us have traveled abroad and we had no money left when we came home? That's not effort, you know what I mean?
Exactly. We travel. Like, we know, I mean, and a lot of our group, like our friends, our circle, travel. We travel. We like to go and experience things, and you just never know. It's not, it could be something that's not your fault, you know? Sure. Who knows? Sure. Who knows what it is? And just having that in place is just, it's peaceful.
It's peaceful. It's peaceful and it's grown. So if you're on that independent you're on that, I got my ducks in a row, baby, gotta get your life insurance in a row. And Sanaya, give them your handles. Where can people email you, call you, find you? And they want to call you today. Where can they get grown at?
Go ahead and get grown. So you guys can call me directly. My direct line is 619-627-7458. And as an independent agent working with a broker, which is FFL, Family First Life, my email address, you can reach me at icreatemyuniverse@outlook.com. That's me. Yeah.
There you go.
There you
go. I create my universe. I like that.
Uh-huh. I do.
All right. So I think, hey, Ronan, is Lena on the line? I don't think she is. All right.
Miss Lena may have decided to meet us later.
Well, you know, Lena, shout out to Lena Lace. She's got CBD lotion she's making.
So okay. She might have
been in, she's in the lab.
Okay. Right. All right. We like the lab. All right. Let's
So she's going to come out of the lab with some beautiful, I've been using her Lena Lace. I have it all over the place. But anyway, shout out to her. And yes. we will showcase that on Oscars Week. Sanaya, aren't you so excited about all the beautiful brands we have this year?
Super pumped. I'm really excited. Really, really excited. I'm really excited to meet Danielle in person. I know she's got some stuff there. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to it.
The AK. Yes, the portable jewelry. Yes.
Yeah. I know she did. She had something yesterday, too. I meant to find out how her event went, too. So you know, we're all about celebrating each other and you know, girl power and all of that. So looking forward to seeing G1 and I see.
You guys, listen, here's a little tea and you can put this in your kettle. Sanaya is behind the scenes to help me find these really fantastic entrepreneurs that otherwise wouldn't know about. So shout out to Sanaya, you guys. So if you are looking for life insurance or you're looking for anything, actually Sanaya can do all kinds of insurance because she did some for me, but we won't go into it. But she found a way. I threw her in the lion's den a little with Rod, and she made it effing happen, baby.
Woo, that's what we do. That's what we do.
Okay, Sanaya, where are your love cards? Do you have your cards with you?
I do. You know what? I can. They're off camera. I have to go grab them. But
grab them. Grab them. I'm gonna put you on the spot. Yeah, I'm gonna put you on the spot. I'm gonna talk while you grab them.
Okay. Right, okay.
Guys, so I want to also give another shout out to X39. I have the stem cell patch on my back. So shout out to them. If you're looking for something that gives you a lot of energy, that's natural, please check them out. And why Sanaya, while she goes and gets her cards, we are going to do a little shout out. So, hey, sorry about that. I think we got stuck again. So we have a few more minutes left, you guys, but I wanted to just give another shout out to X. And there's Sanaya again. I have a stem cell on my back. So if you get some energy. Actually, have you tried
the stem cell? You said that's for energy? You said that's for energy mode, the stem cell patch?
The stem cell patch, they give you energy and they also give you hormonal balance, but it depends on what patch you get.
Okay.
So I have the stem cell patch. So if you guys just use this QR code for X39, them out. These ladies are educated and motivated. One of them is a professor, I believe. One of them is a therapist, and they are very smart ladies. Sonai, have you tried Little West?
No. Where are they carrying it?
Yeah, no, they've got all kinds of good stuff. But I'm going to have the pineapple, Fiji apple, cucumber, kale, dandelion, turmeric, lemon, and mint right now.
Yes. It sounds like all the supplements that I take all in one. That's awesome.
Oh, you do? We're going to have to get you some. Shout out to Little West. They're in Whole Foods now.
Okay, good. I was going to say, if they're in Whole Foods, I'll pop around the corner and grab one.
Yes. Awesome. And yes. Yes, they are, you know, organic, and I support farmers and stuff. So thanks, guys, for the package. Mm-hmm. It was generous. I've got, like, literally a drink a day for the next month. Really, shout out to Little West. So Sonia also does reading.
Sonia reads.
You're like a maven of the world. I love you.
Yeah, Mo, tell you that. That's one of the reasons that I moved to Sedona. My ultimate dream, obviously, is to have my ultimate dream is to have a business in energy healing. And so I have been, like, learning to read cards over the last year and change or whatever. I only read for myself or, you know, for Mo and myself and we're together. So it's funny she's putting me on the spot. But why not do a little practice? Are we asking a question? You got something on your mind?
Well, we've got 9 minutes left in the show. So I think let's do a 2-minute quick card read about startup. Let's do a business read for the spring. A lot of brands have lost money over there and they're very stressed out. So what can we give a little positive energy for anybody looking to start a brand or keep a brand? What good energy can we project to them in the card?
Let's see what they say. Let's see what the card said.
While she's doing that, you guys, a shout out to Nature's Growers in Irvine. You guys are the funnest dudes I've ever met. Thank you for the hat. Smells like Teen Spirit. Thanks, guys, for the hat. All right, Nature's Growers in Irvine. So good luck. Hope you guys take my advice and start the rolling paper soil kits because I think it's and so there you go. I told you guys I'd wear your hat, so here we are. All right, you guys are looking
to wear the cutest hats too.
I love a trucker hat. If you guys are looking to do any brand placement of any of that I'm doing, and you know our brand is doing, email us. Follow me on Instagram at Capaquarius. That's Capricorn and Aquarius together. CAP Aquarius Media at gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram, Monique, LORE, STINSON, or at the startup Monique Ray. And we would love to have you. Sorry for all the technical difficulties today, but it is what it is. We will be back very soon. Things are getting better. Hang on, be good to each other. Sonia has a really good reading. Sonia, we got 2 minutes. What do you got?
That's what we're hoping for. All right, so Monique's question was about the startup businesses and, you know, what we can all, what the overall energy could be about. We're going to hope. So with the card that came out is the Two of Cups. Okay. Ooh. Cups energy is usually about emotion. It has to do with emotion. Right. So, but this one came out reversed.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So upright, it usually means like partnerships and mutual attractions and things like that. But reversed talks about self-love, talks about breakups, talks about disharmony and distrust. So I don't know, you know, I mean, who it may apply to, or maybe it may apply in business somewhere, maybe even on my own side. We really kind of got to keep our eyes open to what is being shared with us and understand that sometimes we may not be getting the full story. Okay. And that.
Can we see the card? Speaking of distrust.
You're funny. So two of cups upright is harmony, attraction, all of that, right? Partnership, right? But reversed, we already know, we hear self-love. So working on some self-love, working on making that a priority. So put yourselves first. Put yourselves first. As it pertains to your businesses, put yourselves first. Make sure that you have that confidence and keep your eyes open with any of these other partnerships that you have going on. It's a possibility that there is some disharmony, maybe something
But that's smart advice, right? Because you guys know Sanaya is giving you financial life insurance coverage. She's also spiritually saying, watch your ass. That does not make sense. That's actually smart. That does not disconnect. So we love a connection of the message. And you have to always watch, even when you trust people. Like, I trust you with everything, but I also just always check things. It's not that I don't trust you. It's because I want to look at it for myself.
And it's smart business. And that's where that self-love comes from. It's like, okay, this is for me. This is what I want. This is my vision. I want it to be presented this way. So you should be double checking. You should be checking. Everybody should.
Beautiful. Sanaya, thank you for making time. Shout out to Michael Silberg Family Wine. Thank you for sponsoring us. We love you very much. We'll see you next week. And then also thank you to La Casa del Camino for all your love and support. And, you know, Lady Ray J in St. Louis, we love you. You guys have to have Sanaya on, just guys out there. You would love Lady Ray J. TOKO, Love Radio. And you guys, next weekend, we are going to be getting ready for Oscars week.
Yes, we are.
And the week after is going to be Oscars week. So be good to each other. And we're going to finish here a couple minutes early. Unless Sanaya, you have something else to add. Give us your handles one more time, Sanaya.
Yeah, one more time, guys. Yeah. My email address, I create my universe, all one word, at outlook.com. And my phone number is 619-627-7458. Give me a call if I can help you, or if you're also looking to make, let's say, starting $10,000 a month. We can work that out. Call me. Oh, I forgot to mention that. Oh, yeah. Give me a call.
I guess she does create her universe. So it's good to have multiple income streams during this time. Yeah. I told people back last year when this started to call me about the followership. You guys, listen, I'm still doing the followership company in case you have a logo and you need a website. I'm a great launch pad. I've launched a couple different websites now. We're only taking a few clients at a time. So I want to be able to answer your calls, be there for you. So if you're a baby boomer and above and you're feeling intimidated by internet, we can help you. So we can help you build out a platform that gets you going. And thank you so much for tuning in. Sanaya, great to see you. Thank you, everyone. Laro, shout out to you. And, you know, I always ask this every week, you guys. So what will you start up today? And what will you execute tomorrow? Maybe that's what we'll add as the tagline. Follow me at Monique, L-O-R-E, S-T-I-N-S-O-N, at the Startup with Monique LaRae on LA Talk Radio. You guys, be good to one another. Be kind. Follow Lady Rage on T-O-K-O-V-L Radio. All these beautiful brands. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Michael Solberg, Family Wines, and La Casa del Camino. Thank you so much. See you next weekend. Cheers.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LaRae, only on LA Talk Radio.